Farrah Fawcett has died in a Los Angeles hospital following a battle with cancer. The actress, who rose to fame as the star of the US TV show Charlie's Angels, was 62. Mark Stone reports.
It was, and she was, one of the iconic images of the 1970s. Farrah Fawcett's red swimsuit poster sold more than 12 million copies. It was her ticket to achieve the fame she'd craved. The desire to switch from being an unknown shampoo model to becoming one of Charlie's Angels, and much more beyond.
But Jerry thinks Susie Limpson may have had enemies.
That's right.
As one third of a private detective team working for a mysterious man named Charlie, Fawcett became an immediate hit. The series gained a worldwide following. Even the Prince of Wales was rumoured to be a fan. She was, though, much more than just a pin-up. She set the trend. The hairdo became a must-have at salons everywhere. She had as many female fans as male. Born in Texas, she married the $6 million man, Lee Majors, in 1973. His name fueled her career, but the couple split in 1979.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm so happy you're here.
Her big screen success came in 1981, starring alongside Burt Reynolds and Roger Moore in The Cannonball Run. In 1984, she proved her ability as a serious actor, nominated for an Emmy in The Burning Bed. But she never really got her Hollywood break. Instead, success came on the small screen and elsewhere. In 1995, at the age of 48, she posed for Playboy. It raised eyebrows and yet became the magazine's best-selling issue of the decade. She was back in the spotlight. 2 years later, she starred alongside Robert Duvall in The Apostle, a film nominated for an Oscar. Since 1982, her on-off partner has been actor Ryan O'Neill. The couple had a son, Redmond, in 1985. But with the partnership, scandal.
Ryan O'Neill and Redmond James O'Neill, you do have a right to be...
Last year, Redmond was arrested with his father for drug offences. Ryan O'Neill pleaded guilty to possession of crystal meth. 3 years ago, it was announced that Fawcett was suffering from cancer, but just a year later, on her 60th birthday, she was given the all clear. Months later, it returned. She'd been receiving controversial and experimental stem cell treatment in Germany. Her family had played down the extent of her illness. Their hopes, though, were in vain. The 62-year-old beaten by what she called the terrorist inside her body.